Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I'm your host, Bob Berry. David Brody was in need of a vacation. Stalled in a dead-end job and recovering from a nasty divorce, he felt desirous for some sun and sand on some faraway island. What he found was faraway indeed. Fasten your seatbelts and place your tray table in its upright position as we take off in a piece entitled Flight to Paradise.
Good morning. Or is it afternoon?
According to my watch, it is 1 minute after 12.
In that case, good afternoon. And welcome to Paradise Hotel. How may I help you?
I would like a room with an ocean view, please, as high up as possible.
Let me check. I love your accent, by the way. South African?
Thanks. English, actually. I've had it all my life.
Never been to England. Been to Ireland, though. Beautiful country. Have you ever been there?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, you must go sometime. The hills are a lush and green.
I've heard. Beautiful. And the room, please.
Yes. The fourth floor is filled, but I do have a lovely room on the third floor with the ocean view.
Fine.
And for how many nights?
Three at least, but I may extend that.
Certainly. Just fill out this form and we'll be in business. While you're filling this out, I'll let you know that breakfast is served between 7 and 9 a.m., lunch is from 11 until 2, and dinner from 5 until 8 p.m.
Sounds great. And your name is?
I'm Carla.
And I'm David.
Would you like one or two room keys, Dave?
That's David. One will do.
Sorry, David. It is room 310. I hope you like it.
I'm sure I will. I arrived at room 310 and scanned the queen-size bed, a vintage TV set, a desk and swivel chair, and a well-worn red chair. On the walls were three large framed posters of pink flamingos in various poses, but best of all was the view of the ocean, which began to set my mind at ease. Finally, I placed my battered suitcase on the bed, unlocked it, and felt beneath my still damp clothes for the bottle of Jack Daniels. I removed the cap and drained a burning shot, then dug out my blue trunks, flip-flops, and sunglasses, grabbed a towel from the bathroom, and headed for the beach. Under the brilliant yellow sun, I found a lounge chair and settled in. Turning my head to the right, I noticed a man and a woman with two small children frolicking on the beach. Turning to the left, I noticed an elderly man lounging, asleep probably. I pulled the bill of my cap down over my eyes, and it was lights out. A sudden gust of warm air awakened me. I shook my head and blinked several times as if awakening from a terrifying dream. I took several deep breaths and looked to my left. The old man was still in the same position as before, still as a corpse. Being just a short distance apart, I called to him, then walked over and lightly shook his cold white shoulder. No response. I walked hurriedly to the hotel lobby. I think a man has passed away on the beach. I tried talking with him and touched him, but no response. Better call emergency.
I'll try, but there's been a terrible crash nearby, so most lines may be tied up right now. You go outside and stay with him.
All right. I went from the cool shade of the hotel to the white heat of the sand and approached his umbrella, but he was not there. I looked up and down the beach. Nobody. But I tell you, he was there, and he was dead. I'm sure of it.
I'm not getting through on the phone.
He was real. He was motionless and felt cold. I'm sorry, but I'm getting a bit unstrung here.
Maybe it's just the heat and the glare from the sun. happens to many vacationing here. This time of day can produce strange things, hallucinations, mirages, those sorts of things.
Could be. I'll take more care next time out.
Yes, do. Enjoy your vacation to the fullest, Dave. David. But stay beneath a large umbrella.
Thanks. I will. I placed my lounge chair where it had been earlier. Turning my head to the right, I saw the kids frolicking in the sand, chasing each other with water pistols. Then to the left, and there he was once again, the old man. I sat on the edge of my lounge chair, facing him. He seemed frozen in the warmth of the summer. Illusion or not, I decided to approach and speak to him. Excuse me, are you all right?
Come closer.
What?
Closer.
Are you all right?
Perhaps. Maybe. Who knows?
I feel awkward standing.
Well, then kneel or sit in the sand.
All right. So...
So what?
You were here earlier, right?
If you say so.
You did not look well then.
Well, I'm not feeling 100% now, but can't complain. Hey, did you see those kids playing down near the water's edge earlier? Aren't they having fun?
Yes, they seem to be.
Yeah, they were on that plane that went down. All gone.
You're saying that family was on a plane that crashed?
I'm not saying, I'm telling you.
Okay. How do you know? See it in the news?
Take it easy on Carla. She's been through a lot lately.
When it became clear I would get nothing else from him, I headed back to the hotel.
You certainly aren't enjoying much time out in paradise, are you?
Mood swings, I guess.
Let me know if there's anything we can do to make your visit more enjoyable.
Thanks. I will. By the way, I've been out of touch with news lately. Was there a plane crash around here recently?
Oh, yes. A terrible crash.
Many killed?
All.
Did it happen far from here?
Not far.
Have you noticed anything strange about some of your guests lately?
No.
How about the family with those two children out on the beach?
Aren't they cute? I love watching them play on the beach. I'm sorry, but I really must be getting back to work now.
You have not been making eye contact with me, Carla.
I said I must.
Get back to work, I know.
You have an overworked imagination.
Do I?
You need your rest now. We've all been through a lot lately.
And what do you mean?
I was on vacation too, David. I was just returning.
I don't understand.
You will.
I returned to my room. All I wanted was a drink. Opening the door, found the bed had been made, curtains closed. I opened the curtain halfway and could plainly see the old man was now in his lounge chair, motionless. Sorry to disturb you again, but I need answers.
Yes, I'm sure. We've met before, David Brody.
How do you know my name?
Yeah, you were seated across the aisle from me, row 16A. We talked briefly.
On an airplane? I don't remember.
Well, you nearly passed out. Mercifully so, I guess. You had too much to drink and weren't aware of what was happening.
Sir, sorry to disturb you, but you were having a bad dream, I guess. Are you okay? May I bring you anything?
What? No, I'm fine.
We will be landing soon. This will be the last call for beverages.
Are we on schedule?
Yes. Sir, please fasten your seatbelt.
Yes. Guys pay good money to fly somewhere and they boss you around.
For your safety, I think.
Perhaps, I don't know. Do you have the time?
Ten until ten.
Thanks. Hey, nice watch.
Thanks, it belonged to my father.
You know, they certainly don't make wristwatches the way they used to. Time for another drink, perhaps, before landing.
I'll join you in that.
Good morning. Or is it afternoon?
According to my watch, it is 1 minute after 12.
Well, good afternoon, then. And welcome to Paradise Hotel. I'm Carla. We've been waiting for you, David. All of us. Everyone's here. It's time for you to join our group. I think you're aware of what we have in common. The crew and the passengers are all here.
I don't understand.
Not to worry. You have arrived at a better place. Now, go out on the beach, David, and enjoy our company. Everyone is expecting you.
I see you're still here.
Come closer. Do you see those kids playing down near the water's edge? They're having the time of their lives.
Looks like it.
And you, David Brody, can you accept this?
Accept what?
Where you are now.
Where is that?
Paradise. May I see that wristwatch you showed me once?
The hour hand is broken. It no longer shows time.
Good. As it should be. But still a good-looking watch.
Belonged to my father.
They certainly don't make wristwatches the way they used to. Well, time for another drink, don't you think?
I'll join you on that. Cheers.
Flight to Paradise was written and directed by Bob Berry. The cast included Neil Charles, Kathy Morgan, Bob Berry, and Rachel Bush. Original theme music by Brian Lee Wheat, produced by Village Recording, Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm your host, Bob Berry. Join us again for another journey in A Walk in the Dark.